In order to be able to get dividends, you actually need to make first investments. So it's the same with digital development. In order to be able to reap digital dividends, that is the broader benefits that come from digital technologies, growth, jobs, and better services, investments need to be made in infrastructure, also in the business environment, skills, and in institutions.
And based on the findings of this report, I heard that there's good news and then not so good news. Let's start with the good news.
Indeed. So the good news is threefold, is that digital technologies can indeed have a large development impact, both because it can create jobs, also because they can foster growth, and because also they can improve service delivery. Part of this is because digital technologies actually foster inclusion, they foster efficiency and innovation as well.
And the not so good news?
So not good news is that this is conditional on making the necessary investments. And we know that many countries have not made those investments. Let me tell you one number. Today, 20% of the population in the world cannot read or write. If you cannot read or cannot write, you really cannot really use the internet.
So what needs to be done so everyone can benefit from the internet?
So the message of the report is that we need to make these complementary investments. Obviously, first of all, is to make the investments in infrastructure. So that means connecting the 60% of the population that today still doesn't have access to the internet, but also improving the business environment to make sure that businesses actually have the incentive to invest and use technology. Second, make sure that everybody has the skills necessary to use the technology. And third, making sure that institutions are held accountable so that these technologies empower citizens more than actually just control citizens.